Headman Alec Munara, who was allegedly beaten up by suspected ZANU-PF youth at Nyamunga School rally in Sengwe Communal Lands a fortnight ago and left for dead, says the current political violence will not prevent villagers from voting for a candidate of their choice.
I think the beating of 26th of April in Urungwe West, it doesn't change my mind, simply because we always support Honorable Themba Muliswa, because Themba Muliswa is flexible. Anyone who's got itch or have a problem, he can solve that problem without asking some questions.
Munara says he spent two nights in the bush fearing for his life. He claims that the ruling party is forcing local people to attend endless meetings every day in a constituency that is up for grabs following the expulsion of Themba Muliswa from ZANU-PF for allegedly backing a faction said to be led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. ZANU-PF accused Mrs. Mujuru of attempting to topple President Mugabe at the party's elective congress last December. She has since dismissed these allegations as false and misleading amid the report that she is planning to challenge President Mugabe in the 2018 presidential election. Munara says villagers, gripped by fear, have abandoned their fields in order to attend the meetings at the time when they should be harvesting their crops.
Yes, there is a meeting every day in the constituency, but the people who are living in that constituency, they are a hard rock to crack. Their mind is on the previous Honorable Themba Muliswa.
Former Urungwe West Member of Parliament Severino Chambati of Movement for Democratic Change Renewal Team concurs, noting that the political violence in the constituency is being allegedly spearheaded by ZANU-PF supporters. But Chambati says the violence will not change the minds of the people because this happened in 2008, but he managed to wrestle the city from ZANU-PF.
The violence does not affect Muliso. It affects the ruling party.
These views are also echoed by MDCT Provincial Organizing Secretary Wilson Makanyaire, who believes that independent candidate Muliswa is likely to win the seat as local people don't like the imposition of candidates. Makanyaire says Urungwe West is an area where Zipra forces, the armed wing of the former Liberation Party ZAPU, operated in the 1970s, and that the spirit of togetherness shown during the time is now among the people like when they were fighting against the colonial Ian Smith regime.
My father was Zipra. He's a former veteran, and I remember when I was a kid, that was the praying ground of the then politics. That's the real effect. And Urungwe West had never been ZANU-PF. And I only given a chance of being abused and forced to support ZANU-PF.
Makanyaire, who lost to Muliswa in the last harmonized parliamentary election, says villagers are expected to vote for development and shun candidates perpetrating violence.
It is up to the people. My comment there is ZANU-PF must live and respect the people's will. What is disappointing there, Urungwe West people have voted for people whom they wanted, and they have now expelled him. And it is my concern as a citizen of Zimbabwe that ZANU-PF must not be left taking people for granted. They must learn to respect some people's constitutional right to vote.
Muliswa is optimistic that despite the violence and intimidation of the local people, he will win, as he has a lot that he has done for the people of Urungwe West.
It does not need a rocket scientist to say that they will support an MP who they've seen work, who has reunited them. I've never unleashed terror on them. If there's anything, I said no violence, let's work together. If you speak to Honorable Chambati, even Comrade Makanyaire, he'll tell you very well that our elections were peaceful. There was never violence. And people appreciated that.
But ZANU-PF youth, Patrick Goredema, who is helping in campaigning for the party's candidate, Keith Guja, says he is a candidate to win the elections because he is backed by the former Liberation Party that brought independence and development in rural areas.
We have clear-cut policies that represent the people of Zimbabwe. Themba Muliswa is an independent candidate who has nothing to offer to the electorate. And development that he preaches that he brought to Urungwe, it was brought by ZANU-PF, not him.
Goredema says it is untrue that ZANU-PF members are engaged in violence activities in the region. Human rights activists say the Human Rights Commission should investigate political disturbances in Urungwe West, where Muliswa supporters are being allegedly targeted by ruling party members. The chairman of the commission, Elasto Mugwadi, says they have visited the area and are preparing a report that will be made public. Reporting for Studio 7 in Shinoi, this is Atta Chigoriwa.